They're not great. I mean, we've lost two goalkeepers in this game to the same injury, broken arms, under a challenge from one of their players. And I'm just massively disappointed. I'm disappointed for them because they've broken their arms. I'm disappointed for the players because they were the better team on the day. And I'm disappointed, extremely disappointed, with the decisions of the referee, or non-decisions of a referee, in terms of a throw-in that wasn't a throw-in to them in for the first goal, and then for the second goal there was a handball in front of the dugout that should have been given. Everybody in the ground sees it and it doesn't get given. So I'm just extremely bitterly disappointed, because we were the best team on the day. We've caused them all sorts of problems. We've created a number of chances, and you know, their manager said that he thinks that he's got the best players in the division. Well, ours can hold their heads up really high then today, because we've outplayed them.
Certainly a game where I think any neutral in there would say that Scunthorpe more than played their part. Andrew Boyce, he didn't let himself down when he went between the sticks. He put his hand up and did that for you.
Look, I'm proud of my players, because every one of them to a man have been absolutely magnificent today. Typifies it and epitomises it, and the spirit in the camp. Andrew Boyce goes in and takes over from the goalkeepers that have got broken arms from challenges, and you know, I'm just really, really disappointed for them. The supporters were magnificent. They could see what the players were trying to do, and I thought we were excellent. I think that's one of the best performances from a team of mine for a long time, because it showed character and grit, determination. The only thing that it lacked was a goal at the end of it. But you know, with the circumstances around the broken arms of the goalkeepers, that was you know, fairly understandable.
At this early stage, is there any indication of how long you're going to be without them?
I don't know to the extent that the damaged, but sufficiently so that I'm going to need at least one more goalkeeper.
Your new players that came in today, all fitted in well, give you a different dimension perhaps than maybe hasn't been on show earlier in the season, and they've certainly got the fans on their feet.
Like you wouldn't believe, I thought they were against a side that's at the top of the division. With the players that they've got in their team, I thought we made them look more ordinary than they actually are, because they're a good side, there's no doubt about it. But I've got nothing but praise for my players. They've grafted, they've worked, they've had some quality in there. We've got into good positions to put crosses in. We just haven't managed to take one of the chances. That's the only downside that I can look at, apart from the two injuries to the goalkeepers. It's the only real downside from the footballing sense that I can come up with. But absolutely magnificent, the players today.
A couple more from you, Mark. First of all, after the second goal, the referee came over in a little chat. Or was that in relation to perhaps the handball in the build-up or to the second goal?
Well, he was just having a quiet word, but you know, like I say, I was just extremely disappointed with the outcome of the goals and the build-up to them.
In terms of squad building, we keep on hearing that Luke Williams has been made available again by Middlesbrough. Is he still on the radar? Anything like to happen? And any other names in the melting pot?
Well, we'll have to see. You know, there's a number of things that I'm looking to do, that I want to do. But whether we get there or not, I don't know in this window. You know, I think that you know, a lot of that frenzy's driven by media, TV, and everybody seems to forget that it closes on the 2nd and opens again on the 9th for us. So. Whilst I'd like to do some permanent business, if I could do, if the right players become available at the right money, you know, we've got to be careful at what we do, and I've got at least a goalkeeper to bring in now, so that just makes a little bit more work.